I was never officially told face-to-face why I was transferred from that remote location back to Sydney. To the community and the rest of the New South Wales Police Force, my name was included in an email from the Commissioner of Police detailing the transfer of seven commanders. The Commissioner thanked all of us for our ongoing contributions and looked forward to seeing what we would achieve in our next endeavours. This email helped me explain to our real estate agent why we had to leave our rural rental property early, and they generously waived the exit fees. I learnt my fate upon return to Sydney. I was to be what we call in the New South Wales Police the officer in charge of corridors. On my first day in this role, I was picked up at home by a peer of the same rank, someone I thought I knew well. I trusted her. She asked how and why I was back in Sydney. I gave a summary of what had happened and how it was a torrid time, that I wanted to move on. Imagine my surprise when I later met up with the assistant commissioner who had been tasked with managing me. I was given a dressing down that I had no right to complain about anything and given a word-for-word review of the conversation I'd had with my trusted peer on the way into work on that short car trip for my first day as officer in charge of corridors. I discovered how cutthroat the higher ranks of the New South Wales Police behaved. It was very alarming. If we treated each other this way, how could our people ever trust us? It was obvious in a lot of workplaces that you couldn't trust anyone, but I couldn't believe a workplace could be like that. I made a conscious decision that I would create safe, supportive, and inclusive workplaces where people could trust each other. I would make that my focus. It seemed like a worthwhile goal.